News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Vodafone Business. With expert advice and support from Vodafone, your business can make technology work for you. See vodafone.ie/business.
And I have an out and about and indeed an executive chair with a difference for you this week, because I'm out at the local. It's the local for the News Talk people, and we're delighted to host Enda Keogh, the owner director of Peter's Pub, and welcome him to the executive chair. Enda, you're so welcome.
Thank you very much, Bobby. Great to have you here. Always great to see you and all the News Talk team. Thanks a million.
Now we're here and we'll talk about, I suppose, the era that has been 48 years and at Peter's. I know it's coming to an end, but I want to bring you back to your early days in Rathfarnham. You grew up, your father was a publican. It was probably something you were always destined to do. And he had the lease, I think, on Ashton's in Clonskee. And you ended, your first job there was as a lounge boy.
Yes, my father was a barman. He worked for his Uncle Joe in Charlemagne Street way, way back. And then he was a barman, and then he managed different, Brian's of Baggot Street, and he ended up leasing Ashton's in Clonskee. And I was still at school at the time, and I helped him. I was lounge boy come bottle washer. So I started from the bottom and worked up, Bobby.
And did yourself and your father then went into business here in 1977, was
That's
that right?
That's correct, yes, yeah. We moved in here to town in 1977. It was a big change. Town was very, very different in 77. We had the Gaiety Theatre beside us, the Dandelion Market was across the road, Grafton Street hadn't yet been pedestrianised. We had great custom here, great loyalty from the College of Surgeons, the College of Music, and the rag trade was around the corner. But town was very, very different. People didn't come into town for a night out in those days, Bobby.
Yeah.
You know, they did their business in town, their shopping or their work, and they got out of town in the evenings.
The personality of Peter's Pub, and you know, it's spotlessly clean. It's a landmark in this part of town. You get a wonderful cross section of people here. You mentioned some of your regular neighbours here, but this is also very much, we always see tourists in here. We see business people, retailers, shoppers. Like, it's a place that's so comfortable for many.
We have a great mix of clientele, and I think that's what makes it so wonderful. Like, we get all ages, we get grannies and grandchildren, we get all sorts of people, we get business people, huge amount of tourists. Now, in more recent years, the tourist business is exceptionally important to us. But it's great to see locals and people who are just rambling around town, and people come into town just for a ramble. But we have restaurants and shops and theatres and businesses and offices around us. So we have a great mix of people. And I think that's what makes a pub, rather than being reliant on one kind of clientele all the time, that you have diversity.
And the changes in the pub scene and over the years, as I say, you're nearly 50 years in the business. So you've seen a lot come, you've seen a lot go. Probably some good and some bad.
Really, I think a lot for the really good. I don't know how much bad the change has been. Very good. Food has become very important, and some pubs have become excellent at food and do a great job on their food. The smoking ban was a bit of a challenge for us. We thought it was going to ruin the business, but actually it probably made the environment much better.
Yeah.
The old whole yard been done away with was probably what we admired, you know, thought it was great. But there are lots of great things. Then we had different recessions over the years, and we did different things. But the pub business is really good, and it's strong at the moment in Dublin, and there are great publicans who put up great shows. But the food aspect is really strong and very, very healthy, and it's brought great business into a lot of pubs.
We say it's the end of an era, because, and congratulations to you, I believe the pub has been successfully sold. You probably thought a lot about selling the business, given that you were so personally involved in it, and it was a big part of your life.
I did, yeah, it was a big, big part of my life, and I kind of thought I'd do it for another, I always planned to do it for another few years, and then I had a couple of wake-up calls, not personally, but just I lost friends and people, and I just took stock, and I said maybe it's time to have more time with my grandchildren and family. And like, family is very important, and it's great to be involved in a family business, and none of my children had an interest in the family business. They're all, thank God, happy with what they're doing. And we're passing the pub on to another family who've established, came up from Limerick and established themselves in the pub trade in Dublin. They're exceptionally good publicans, warm, nice people, and great people to do business. And I think they'll be very successful. They have other operations that are exceptionally good, and they run them really well.
Yeah, so that's important to you. I can tell that it goes to a good home.
Oh, it is. Very, very well. I was interested in moving on, but it's really nice for my customers, my regulars who've been coming into us for years, to realise that they're good people coming in behind me, and probably better, they'll run it well, and they're great operators, you know. And they've the next generation with them, which is very important. They might tweak it a little bit, but I suspect for the good. And like, hospitality and the family businesses go arm in arm, you know. You look around at really good restaurants, hotels, pubs.
It's funny as well, in that, you know, you didn't put any pressure on your family to take on the business, which I think, you know, sometimes there's almost an inherent responsibility within a family that somebody actually has to take it on.
No, they're all, thank God, quite good at what they're doing. And
yeah,
when they were in college, they all lent a hand and they enjoyed themselves here, they said, and hopefully they did, and I enjoyed working with them, but they don't have an interest in pursuing it as a career.
Your work over the years on the Licensed Vintners Association, and I can tell as well that that's something that you enjoyed, and it's something that the pub actually benefited from as well.
The Licensed Vintners is great trade association. We have a great CEO and great backup, and they huge support to the publicans in Dublin here. I found exceptionally good that if you had a problem or if you had an issue, it was great. They were very much on hand at the end of the phone to try and help you, or they were a hands-on to try and help you. Plus the fact, if you didn't even scratch your head and you're thinking about stuff, you could bounce it off some of the lads. And there was a good social scene there too.
Yeah.
But very, very strong. They run great courses for training young managers and training people, and they're a great backup to the trade.
So in terms of what's next then? More golf, maybe the odd few race meetings, a bit of time with the grandkids, and a bit of travel. Yeah. Are all those things on the horizon?
That's it. I have a great interest in sport, and I have grandchildren, and I like travelling. So those things are all on the cards, and maybe do one or two other things, get another couple of interests and mooch around, meet friends, and get out and socialise a lot.
Yeah, can I ask you about your thoughts on the city? Somebody who's been working here for all the years, you've seen, as I say, not only in your own business, but the change in the city, good things, bad things, businesses coming and going, businesses surviving and thriving. What are your thoughts on this part of town as we sit here this morning?
I think the city is very, very good, very strong. It suffers probably with a bit of publicity around adversely and antisocial behaviour, but I think they're getting a bit of a handle on that, and it's better. But there were only not too many incidences, but unfortunately they got a lot of publicity. I feel very safe around Dublin too, and have done all my life. I'm in and out of here at any hour of the day, and I've always felt very strong. The city has changed a lot, but really for the good. Like, the pedestrianisation of Grafton Street was brilliant, the Lewis, the shops, the offices around. I do think remote working is something that hasn't benefited the city, you know, that people aren't in around the shops, they're not in around the coffee shops and cafes as much as they were, and that's a bit of a challenge. But the city's very, very healthy. Tourists come into me all the time. They have a great time in Dublin. You know, you stand here outside the pub and you can, within 10 minutes, you've probably about 20 or 30 tourist attractions. And then you've Stephen's Green, the likes of Merrion Square, the Art Gallery, City Hall, Dublin Castle, Trinity, all that sort of stuff nearby.
Well, listen, you've done the state some service, Enda Keogh, owner director of Peter's Pub, moving on to pastures new, 48 years done here. Well done, Enda, and thanks for everything that you've done for us in News Talk. It's been a pleasure to interact with you here and to come into this wonderful place on a semi-regular basis, we'll call it. Thanks again, Enda.
Thank you very much, Bobby.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11. on News Talk.